Nisham Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'tzion. We should have Yeshua's Gedolos, Ka'ez B'Mochemes, Simchas Torah, Tavshin Pei Dalid, and all the Shvuyim should come home, all the hostages, and all the Chayalim should be protected, and all of Klal Yisrael, Kol Am HaYoshev B'tzion, should be protected, and all of Klal Yisrael b'chol makomos sheheim. Because now it's become clear from anybody who's following the news a little bit that they don't just want the Jews in Israel dead. There are a lot of people who want Jews everywhere dead. This is an old story, but we are seeing a contemporary version of it. In the olden days, they didn't have loads of clips about it on social media, but today you see all over the place how people celebrate the massacre of Jews and call for more. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chal eseinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. So we should have a hatzala mihira, and it should be with a minimal amount of pain for any Jew. And we should have Yeshuas, also the schus avimor, and imarasi v'chol yotzei chalitzeyem, v'chol anil v'meleyem. And this is Moshe the Master, I saw Moshe Maruch Avinei, Kratka Shlita, Heim, Uchol, Anil, V'Meleim. And this was Binyamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, and Rizuk Ben Baruchah, and Moshe Ben Rezel, and Dina Baruchah Bas Esther Adasa. Should all have Rius Hashlem, Chaya Chavi Fega Bas Michaya Disbasia, Shini Chana Bas Malka, Baruchah Bat Slacha, Shidduch for her and all of Klal Yisrael who needs it. And we're going to be continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim, how relevant it is today. In the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim Umilcham Oiseihem. That's what the Rambam calls it. So we are now in the 10th Perek, in the 7th and 8th Halacha. Hamilash Netztabe Ba'avram V'Zaroi Bilvad. Shenemar Atov V'Zaracha Acharecha. Yotze Zara Shel Yishmael. Shenemar ki v'yitzchak yikari l'chazora. Mila, who is commanded to do bris mila? Just Avram and his seed. As it says, you and your seed after you. And this excludes Yishmael. It says, ki v'yitzchak yikari l'chazora. So Yishmael's out. Only Yitzchak is the true seed of Avram. Sorry for saying that so loud, but it's the truth. V'yotze Esav. And Esav is also excluded. So who's getting the bracha? You and your seed after you. So Yaakov is in, Esav is out. So Yitzchak is in, Yishmael is out. Yaakov is in, Esav is out. So the true seed is the one who gets the bris milah. Interesting, that's where the seed comes from. So he alone is the Zer of Avram, i.e. Yaakov, because he holds on to his religion and he walks in his straight path. And it's only the seed of Yitzchak and Yaakov who are obligated in Bris Mila. That's Halacha Zion, the 10th parak. Halacha Ches, Amru Chachomim, Shebnei Ketura, we have in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Chayisora, that Avraham Avinu took a wife named Ketura, and they had children, Kenai Nahara Mazel Tov. And the Chachomim say that Bnei Ketura, who are the Zera of Avraham, Sheba Achre Yishmael V'Yitzchak Chayovim B'Mila, Avraham excluded Yishmael, but he did not exclude Bnei Ketura. So since today the Ishmaelites are mixed in with the Keturites, so everybody has to do bris mila. They now are going to love it. If they don't, there is no capital punishment. So this Rambam, you can imagine, is a a source of a tremendous amount of literature, spawned a tremendous literature. There's a website of from Milkaz HaRav called the Halacha Brura, halachabrura.com. There they have, among other things, an incredible resource of sources on every single Rambam in the Yad, with Mar Makomos from many, many Sfarim. Tens, hundreds of thousands of Mar Makomos. So it is just such a bracha. And not only that, I used to use that. It used to be a book before it was a website, before there were websites. But I would have to go to the National Library, the Sifrei Alumit, which they recently built a separate building for, I read. But it used to be in Hebrew University in Givat Ram. And I would have to order the Sfarim that were on the list. And until you order it, until it comes, like it could be an hour. And then sometimes you see that, b'chlal, you know, it's not what you're looking for. He barely talks about it. He just mentions it in passing. But today, with the advent of computers, you have the source in a second, and then seconds later, you can access the actual source. You can look at it inside. And if it's good, it's good. If not, then you go on to the next one. But that's the tremendous bracha of computers that God has given us. So you can look in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, and see where all the different people who talk about it and expand your knowledge. But we, as is our derech and our Hilchos Malachim shiurim, are going to go with the Mahalach of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Mo'or Einenu, Rebdovit Tzal. As anachat zichim kodem kol lavin et ha-sugiyah b'mesechet Sanhedrin. B'mesechet Sanhedrin, b'daf netet amud alef, it says that any mitzvah that was said to B'nai Noach and was repeated at Sinai, if it was said to B'nai Noach and repeated at Sinai, it was said to both Jews and B'nai Noach. And then the Gemara challenges this principle. And the Gemara says, what about Bris Milah? It was said at Sinai. It was said to B'nai Noach, V'atas Brisi Tishmor, and then said again at Sinai, U'v'yom Hashmini Mo B'sar Olaso, and yet it's only for Jews. According to your rule, it should be for Goyim too. So the Gemara answers, no. That B'yom Hashmini is coming for a specific reason. It's coming to be Mati or Shabbos. B'yom Afilu B'Shabbos. On the day implies even on Shabbos. So since the Pasuk was necessary to teach something that could not be derived from the Noahide version, circumcision cannot be said to have been repeated at Sinai. Therefore, Noahites are not obligated in Bris Milah. I, Frekta Gemara, the very Piri of Rivia, there is the commandment of procreation that was said to B'nai Noach, and it was repeated at Sinai. Lechem or lechem shuva lechem lo lechem. Return to your tents. After Matan Torah, we were told to go back to our wives, to be intimate with our wives and to have children. And yet this is only the Yisrael and not the B'nai Noach. According to you, it should be the B'nai Noach also, because it was repeated at Sinai. And just the Gemara, no, that's also taught for a specific reason. To teach you the rule that something that B'minyan, any matter that was subject to a vote, requires another vote to permit it. So God forbade them to be with their wives, now he has to permit them to be with their wives. So the commandment of procreation is not considered to have been repeated at Sinai because it was taught for a specific reason. If so, let us say that each and every one of the Noahite commandments was repeated at Sinai because of a certain detail that was added to the original version. Accordingly, Noahites would not be obligated in any of the mitzvahs. All Sheva mitzvahs repeated at Sinai can have some new addition over the original Noahide version. For example, the Yisra of Avodah Zarah adds the punishment for violations and states the various services for which one is liable. Again, also adultery, add the punishment for the violation. So say it's not said for B'nai Noach, it was only repeated for Mishum Milsa because of a certain detail that was added to the original version. So the Gemara defends its answer and says, Hachi Kamar, Azhara Mihadar Misna Ba'lamali. Why was it necessary to return or repeat the warning against violating any of the prohibitions already mentioned? It would have been sufficient to just teach the new detail. For example, the Torah could have simply added the punishment that a Jew incurs for committing incest or adultery. Then we would have agreed that this Isser was not repeated at Sinai, and consequently would apply only to Jews. But by repeating the warnings not to commit adultery or incest, the Torah indicates that the prohibition applies both to Jews and to Goyim. This is not the case with circumcision and procreation with Mila in Perivirivya, where no warning was repeated at Sinai. Right? When we say Ashara, we mean an Isser. There's no Isser here that was repeated at Sinai. So Memela, since there was no Isser, it applies to both Jews. It applies only to Jews. But here there was an Isser repeated, in addition to the new detail. So that's telling us that it is it applies both to Bnei Noach and to Bnei Yisrael, because the actual Isser was repeated. So when an Isser is repeated at Sinai, then it applies to both. But if an Isser was not repeated, then it applies, even though a mitzvah was repeated. We have God telling the Jews to do Perivirivya and telling the Jews to do Bris Milah, but that we do not say it applies to the Goyim, because the Isser wasn't repeated. If the Isser is repeated at Sinai, the Azhara, the warning against violating any of the prohibitions, that repetition of the warning against the violating of prohibitions, that is for both Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Noach. So now the Gemara has another kasha to the assertion that the commandments of Bris Milah and Pilya Brivya are not considered to be repeated at Sinai, because of Ein Lanu Ela Gira Nasha Bilvad. Rabbi Yosef son of Rechanim has stated earlier that we have only the case of Gira Nasha as an example of a commandment that was stated to Noachites but was not repeated at Sinai, Balibid Rabbi Yehuda, and it is even true, and that is true only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The only case of a commandment that was stated to Noachites but not repeated at Har Sinai was Gid Hanasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that way, that Gid Hanasha was not repeated at Sinai, but was stated to Noachites. And Haninami lo isno. But these two commandments of Bris Milah and Perivirivya also were given to Noachites and not repeated at Sinai. They're not considered to have been repeated at Sinai. If these commandments are not considered to be repeated at Sinai because of the new details given, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's not considered repeated because there are new details, because of mishum milsa, because of a certain detail that was added to the original version. So therefore, it's not considered to have been repeated. So why then does the Gemara say that the only case of a commandment that was stated to Noachites but not repeated at Sinai was Gid Hanasha? What about Perivirivya and Mila? Perivirivya and Mila were also given to Bnei Noach and not repeated. They're not considered repeated at Sinai. Rashi says, Milu Priya, Milu Perivirivya, Halo Isnu, Damis Lamilsu Isnu. We said they weren't repeated because they were only repeated for the detail. So we have that Bris Milah and Perivirivya are not considered to have been repeated. They were only said once. So why does Rabbi Huda say that the only example we have of this is Gid Hanasha? We also have Milah and Perivirivya. So the Gemara answers, Hani Isna, Isne, Lishum Milsa Be'alma, Halo Isni Klau. These were at least repeated for some other detail, whereas this prohibition, the Gid Hanasha, was not repeated at all. The Gemara concedes that technically it's correct to say that Mila and Pilya Berivya were first stated to the Noachites and not repeated at Sinai. So they're included in the principal state of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina. That's something that was said to the Bnei Noach and not to Bnei Israel is only for Bnei Israel. It wasn't repeated at Sinai. It's only given to Bnei Israel. However, he did not list them along with the prohibition against Gid Hanoshe as examples of this principle, since they were at least mentioned at Sinai, albeit to teach details about the existing law. This is unlike the prohibition of the Gid Hanoshe, which was not mentioned at all at Sinai. Ad kan chelek hazeh shel ha'gemara. Now the Gemara offers an alternative answer to its earlier question as to why Noahites are not obligated in circumcision. The first answer was, why are Noahites not obligated in circumcision? Because it's not considered to have been repeated at Sinai, so it's given only to the Jews. And the second teretz is that Mila me'ikara l'Avram hu dekamasi le'rachmana. It was only to Avram that Hashem originally warned about circumcision. And as for you, my covenant shall you keep, you and your offsprings after you throughout their generations. This implies you and your children are indeed commanded. In a shachrini, but another man is not, hence Noahites, other than the descendants of Avram Avinu, were never obligated in circumcision. It's just you and your seed. No. Ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara only b'nei Yitzchak. Aye, what about b'nei Esav? Says the Gemara, no, b'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Only, not all the descendants of Yitzchak are considered the seed of Avram. Only some, only the b'nei Yaakov. Frek the Gemara, maskev v'lo Rabbi Yishaya, el me'ata b'nei Keturah lo l'chayv. So the children of Keturah should not have been obligated in circumcision. We know that after Yitzchak was born, Avram has six sons from his wife Keturah. So if only Yitzchak is considered Avram's seed who has to practice circumcision, these six sons would not be obligated to practice circumcision. They shouldn't be chayiv because it's only Yitzchak. So ha'amar Rav Yosi bar Avin, v'sem Rav Yosi bar Chanina. Esprisi hefar the rabbis b'nei keturah. No, they were obligated in circumcision. Why? Because esprisi hefar that includes the b'nei keturah. Ad kan midivrei ha'sugya. So what's the second teretz? The second teretz of the Gemara is that yes, ein achinami maybe Mila was repeated at Sinai, but the reason it wasn't given to b'nei Noach is because it's an explicit exclusion. It's only Avram and his seed, and Yitzchak and his seed. B'nei Esav is out. And then for B'nei Keturah, we have a Bazundara Pasuk. We have a special Pasuk for the B'nei Keturah, Esbrisi Heifa. Ad kan, mitivrei kacha, zechina mamot sugiyah, b'mesechet Sanhedrin, b'daf nun tet, amud bet. We started nun tes amud aleph at the beginning, and then we passed on to nun tes amud beis. So yotze mehasugiyah sheyesh shtei de'ot ba'gemara im mila l'kol b'nei Noach v'havelei lo nishneis v'rak Yisrael v'lo b'nei keturah b'chiyuv. So according to the first teretz of the Gemara, who was Bris Mila said to? Bris Mila was only said to the Jews, because it's considered that it wasn't repeated at Sinai. Mila is considered not repeated at Sinai. First, the Gemara says because of Mishum Milsa Isni, because of a specific detail, and then the Gemara says it's not considered an Azhara. It's only considered repeated if it's an Azhara. But the point is, either way, the Mila wasn't repeated, and if Mila wasn't repeated, that means that the B'nai Keturah are out, because B'nai Keturah aren't Jewish. It's only B'nai Yisrael. It's only the Jews who received the Torah at Har Sinai. Since it was said at the B'nai Noach and not repeated at Sinai, it was only given to the Jewish people and not to anybody else. And the B'nai Keturah are not considered the Jewish people. So therefore, according to the first teretz of the Gemara, B'nai Keturah are out. Or, According to the second teretz of the Gemara, Bnei Keturah are in, because it was given to the seed of Avram, and we have a ribui in the pasuk. We have a special chiddush in the pasuk to include the Bnei Keturah. The Rambam writes bepshitus, like the Lishna Basre. First of all, because he says that the Bnei Keturah are chayiv, like the Lishna Basre of the Gemara, like the second Lashon. And also the Rambam writes, Shem Zaroi Shel Avram. They're the seed of Avram, and it was given to Avram. Like the second Teret says, that Bris Milah was given specifically to the seed of Avram. V'ze anachot tzichim levayer. Minayin lo l'Rambam b'pshitus d'hochi hilchasa. How does the Rambam know so simply that this is the halacha? The Gemara never paskins the halacha. As eich Rambam yodea. Hagemara lo sipra lanu. And the truth is, in Rav Meir Dan Plotsky in the Chemnitz Yisrael was omir on this kasha. Now, even according to what the Shagas Aryeh notes in a famous Tshuva in Simen Memtes, and the Rashash and the Rambam here, and the Chemdes Yisrael, even though parenthetically we see not like that from the Tosis HaRosh and the Sugya and the Maharsha, Ayin Sham. They say that even according to the Lishna Kama, the Bris Milah was only given to Zera Avram, because we have a Pasuk. The Lishna Kama can't argue with a Pasuk. And the Pasuk brought in the Lishna Basra, which is a Pasuk given according to the Lishna Kama, is Atah V'Zaracha. So that excludes Bnei Noach. So even according to the Lishna Kama, we have to exclude to Bnei Noach. We have to exclude to Bnei Noach. So what the Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin, that Amila Tzdava B'Avram B'Zara B'Lvad, is Sai according to Lishna Kama and Sai according to Lishna Basra. Because yesh lanu pasuk. Yafe me'od. However, that doesn't help us with Bnei Keturah. Because Bnei Keturah, for them, it was, you're right, it was given to Avram and his seed. But the Bnei Keturah, so that would exclude Goyim, because they're not the seed of Avram. But the Bnei Keturah would be excluded because it wasn't re-given at Sinai. And any mitzvah that was given to the Bnei Noach and that wasn't repeated at Sinai, so that also excludes everybody else who wasn't at Sinai. And the Bnei Keturah aren't at Sinai. The Bnei Keturah aren't Bnei Yisrael. Anything given at Sinai was only given to Bnei Yisrael. And Bnei Keturah aren't considered Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, when it was given at Sinai, therefore, when it was not given at Sinai, right, according to the Lishna Kama, it's considered not having been given at Sinai. When it was not given at Sinai, that effectively excludes the Bnei Keturah. So then it would come out according to the Lishna Kama that the Bnei Keturah are out. According to the Lishna Kama, the Bnei Noach are out because it's only given to the Zera Avram, that's a Pasuk, even though Lishna Kama would agree with that Pasuk. But the Bnei Keturah are also out because Bris Milah is considered having been given to the Bnei Noach and not repeated at Sinai. Because it was only repeated at Sinai Mishum Milsa because of a specific detail that you can even do it on Shabbos. So that would mean that according to the Lishna Kama, the Bnei Keturah are not Chayv and Mila. And the Rambam Paskins, Bnei Keturah are Chayv and Mila. So Nachama, we see that the Rambam Paskins Kipshuto like the Lishna Basre. And we have to understand why the Rambam Paskin is so partial like Lishna Basra when the Gemara doesn't Paskin. We have another kasha, and that kasha is that even according to the Lishna Basra, we have to say that Kol Delamilsei Isni, if it's taught again for a certain detail, that's not considered having been repeated. Because otherwise, what about Piri V'Rivya? Goyim aren't chayiv in Piri V'Rivya. Aye, but it was repeated. So it must be that even the Lishna Basra agrees that Lamilsei Isni, that it was repeated for a detail, and therefore it's not considered to have been repeated. So the Lishna Basra agrees that if it's repeated to tell you a certain detail, it's not considered to have been repeated, and therefore it wasn't said at Sinai, it was only given to the Jewish people. And since that's the case, then Mila is also considered not having been repeated, just like Piri V'Rivya, because it was only repeated for a detail. And then why should we then be Mechayiv B'nei Ketubah? So you're going to say to me, oh, because there's a Pasuk. As Brisi Hefer, as the Rabbis B'nei Ketubah, yeah. That Pasuk is great until Har Sinai. But then at Har Sinai, they're not Chayiv anymore. Because at Har Sinai, it wasn't repeated. So that was Mafkia, the B'nei Ketubah. So why does the Lishna Basra argue with the what, how can the Lishna Basra say differently than the Lishna Kama and say that the B'nai Keturah are Chayiv and Mila? They were Mufkat Sinai because the Lishna Basra Be'echreach has to hold of this Kol Delamilsei Isni. If it was repeated to add a detail, it's not considered to have been repeated, and therefore it was only said to the Jewish people because that's the only way to explain Piri V'Rivya not being not obligating Goyim. So if they hold of that, if the Lishna Basra holds of this principle, then how can Lishna Basra be Mechayiv B'nei Ketura and Mila? I wasn't repeated at Sinai. So Bameh Pligi Lishna Basra Lishna Kama, and this Kasha was in fact asked by the Heiliger Shagas Aryeh. And the Tshuva that we quoted, and also in Itziv, in HaMikshelen, Shilta Kuf Samech Hei, Os Beis. Iyun Hagemore. The Gemara asks, Elameata b'nei Yishmael Chayvu, and also b'nei Esav. The Gemara asks in the Lishna Basra, let the b'nei Yishmael be Chayiv. If you want to give it over to Zera Avram, so then b'nei Yishmael are Zera Avram. You want to give it to Zera Avram, the B'nai Esav are Zera Avram. So what's the implication of the Gemara? That this is only difficult according to the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Basra, that Bris Mila was given to only Zera Avram. So we have a kasha, why not Ishmael and Esav? But according to the Lishna Kama, we're cool. According to the Lishna Kama, we have no problem. Why don't we have a problem? Because what does the Lishna Kama hold Pashut? Lishna Kama holds Pashut. At Sinai, the B'nai Yishmael and the B'nai Esav were Taka Chayiv, because they're B'nai Noach. But since it wasn't repeated at Sinai, Pakab is Sinai. It wasn't repeated at Sinai, so therefore they're not Chayiv anymore. But if it wasn't repeated at Sinai, then it's not Kasha in the Lishna Basra either. Lishna Basra will say the same thing, Enechinami. It was given to Zera Avram, and then at Sinai, it was taken away. Now it's. It was given, excuse me, to all of Bnei Noach, including Zera Avram. Right, Zera Avram was given Bris Mila. And therefore it concludes all Zera Avram. It even includes Yishmael and Esav. It includes Yishmael and Esav. But then at Har Sinai, it went away. So just like we can say according to Lishna Kama that it went away, it was obligatory until Sinai, and then it was no longer obligatory after Sinai because it wasn't repeated. Same thing with the Lishna Basra. It's not considered to have been repeated because it was only repeated for a detail. So it went away at Sinai. So why are we so bothered according to Lishna Basra that we should be Mechayiv B'nei Esav B'nei Yishmael? They hold it wasn't repeated at Sinai. So at Sinai, they're not Chayiv anymore. Just like according to Lishna Kama would say the same thing. So what's our difficulty with the Lishna Basra? And like we said, according to Lishna Basra, what about B'nai Keturah? According to Lishna Basra, you're right, the B'nai Keturah originally Chai, but it wasn't repeated at Sinai. It wasn't repeated at Sinai. So then the B'nai Keturah are out. So It's only given to Bnei Yisrael. So it must be that according to Lishna Basra, it's not considered Lo Nishneis. It's not considered not to have been repeated. It's considered to have been repeated. And therefore we can be Mechayiv the Bnei Keturah. But if it's considered to have been repeated, what do we do with Piri V'Rivya? And why are Goyim Pater from Piri V'Rivya? It's not considered to have been repeated. It's not considered to not to have been repeated. Piri V'Rivya was repeated. So if it was repeated, then Bnei Noach should be Chayiv. So why aren't Bnei Noach Chayiv in Piri V'Rivya? If it is considered to have been repeated and therefore we obligate Bnei Keturah, then we can also consider it to be a Piri V'Rivya to be repeated and therefore we should be Mechayiv Bnei Noach in Piri V'Rivya as well. And we're not. And if you hold that it was not considered repeated, then what's the difference between the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra? Lishna Kama has to hold that only Zera Avram were obligated because it's a pasuk. So you can't obligate all of Bnei Noach, it's only Zera Avram. You have the pasuk quoted by the Lishna Basra. And the Lishna Basra, if they agree that Lo Nishneis, that it isn't considered repeated because it was only repeated because of a detail, so that's not considered repeated, then it agrees with the Lishna Kama. So then what taka is the difference between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra? And if you hold that Ledas HaRambam, it would seem that it is considered to have been repeated at Sinai. And that's why the Rambam is Mechayev the Bnei Keturah, like the Lishna Basra, that it was considered repeated, like seemingly the Lishna Basra, that it was considered repeated at Sinai. Again, if it was repeated at Sinai, then we have a Piri V'Rivya problem. But still, let's say it was repeated at Sinai, and that's why the Bnei Keturah are Chayiv as well. So then it emerges that the Parsha of Bnei Noach in Milah is the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. And the Parsha of Yisrael is when it was repeated at Sinai. It was repeated at Sinai. That's what's Mechayiv of the Jewish people. Not what was said to the Bnei Noach. Not what was said in Parshas Lech Lecha. If the Rambam holds that it's considered Nishneis B'Sinai, so then why are the Goyim Chayiv? The Goyim are Chayiv because of Parshas Lech Lecha, that's the Parsha of Bnei Noach. And the Parsha of Yisrael is Parshas Tazriah. But we see not like that, and hopefully we'll discuss that in a different Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. We see now like that in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam says that the Mitzvos essay of Yisrael is from Parshas Lech Lecha. And all the Toshas of the Gemara, in Shabbos, in Perek Velezer de Milah, and in Yevamos, in Perek Ha'orel, in Pasuk Parshas Lech Lecha. Yeah, but that Parsha is for Bnei Noach. The Parsha of Sinai is the Parsha of Bnei Yisrael, and the Rambam tells us famously, that why do we keep our mitzvahs? Not because of it was said to Bnei Noach, because it was said to the Jewish people. So why is the Rambam bringing us a pasuk in Parashas Lech Lecha when what obligates us is Sinai? So say the parasha of Tazria, and all the drushes of the Gemara are in Lech Lecha. That implies that the obligation of the Jewish people comes from Lech Lecha. But that's against the Rambam, who says that the obligation of the Jewish people comes from Har Sinai. And for the Goyim, their parasha is Lech Lecha. Just they wouldn't be obligated; they'd be mufka from their chiyuv if it wasn't repeated at Sinai. But now it's repeated at Sinai, so their parasha of Lech Lecha takes effect. So their parasha is Lech Lecha, our parasha is Tazria. So why isn't that pasuk in Tazria quoted? So, sweet friends, we have our work cut out for us. This was awesome, totally awesome. And God in his great kindness, I hope, will allow us to continue and see more neflos from his beautiful Torah. And my only request is that you stick with me. Bezrat Hashem, anachon nezkeh lamshich. Ani mode lechem meod meod that you listened to this shir. Really, really appreciate it. Ubeezer Hashem yizborach, anachon namshich bepam haba'a besedrat hakushiyot. ואחרי סדרה ארוכה של קושיות נוספות, אנחנו ניישב את העניין ונראה נפלאות רבות מתורת השם. תודה רבה לכם שוב שוב על ההזנה, ובעזרת השם נזכה להמשיך מתוך שמחה וטוב לבב מרוב כל. וכמובן שצריך גם להיכנס לעניין של נסער ובני ישמור ובני כתורה, and if everybody's chayav. Famous Tshuva de Shagat Zarya, so hopefully we'll get into that as well, but that's for future coming attractions. In the meantime, what's more immediate is to be miyashiv these inyanim and to present more issues with this sugya, and it's so beautiful to be ma'ayin in Torah Hashem Tamima. Thank you so, so much again. Kol tov, shalom, shalom.